For this Tuesday, July 29th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting. With school starting next week, there are backpacks that are available for students in need. The town of Poseyville has received a generous donation of backpacks from Family Matters of Posey County. If your child is still in need of school supplies, you can contact the town hall at 812-874-2211 and choose option 1. Again, that number is 812-874-2211 and choose option 1 to check availability. Supplies are limited and will be given out on a first-come, first-served basis. The Posey County Community Foundation says the 2025 Community Good Grants Program for Posey County organizations is still accepting applications. Community Good Grants are awarded to charitable partners addressing a wide range of local needs. Funding is available to support programs and projects that make a meaningful impact in Posey County communities. The deadline to apply is Monday, August 4th. You can learn more and find a link to apply on the Posey County Community Foundation's Facebook page. This Friday through Sunday is the 35th annual Keck Gonerman Antique Machinery and Car Show at the Posey County Fairgrounds. Admission is free and there will be food vendors, a flea market, and numerous activities and events. The 2025 features are Keck Gonerman tractors, steam engines, and separators. For general information, you can contact Alan Brenner at 812-457-2811. Malvern and Parks and Recreation Department says that the Fall Youth Sports Online Registration is live. There are a few changes for this year. Tennis will be co-ed and there will be 6 clinics starting in late August. Volleyball will be 2nd through 4th graders as the schools are taking on 5th and 6th grade volleyball. There is a link on the Mount Vernon Parks and Recreation Department's Facebook page to sign up and for more information. Forms will be brought home from school on the first day. Coming up next Tuesday, August 5th, is the 2025 National Sheriff Night Out of Posey County in the Cynthiana Town Park from 5 p.m. until 7 p.m. All of Posey County and the surrounding community is invited. This is a chance to come out and show the Posey County Sheriff's Department how much you appreciate them and thank them for their service to the community. There will be burgers, hot dogs, nachos, and fresh watermelon. Both Crane Credit Union and First Bank will be there once again with their tables and games. Kids are encouraged to bring their swimsuits as there will be a water slide. Adults are encouraged to bring their own chairs. Switching to sports from Monday in Major League Baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals avoided a third straight loss and won the opening game of a 3-game set at home versus the Miami Marlins 7-1. The Cardinals improved to 55-53. Game 2 of the series is tonight at 6:45. The Chicago Cubs lost the opening game of their 3-game series in Milwaukee to the Brewers 8-4. The Cubs dipped to 62-44 and are now 1 game behind the Brewers for first place in the National League Central. Their series continues this evening at 6:40. The Cincinnati Reds saw their 4-game winning streak end as they fell in Game 1 of their series at home with the Los Angeles Dodgers 5-2. The Reds' record sits at 56-51. The middle game of the 3-game set is tonight at 6:10. That's news and sports for this Tuesday, July 29th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the News Anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Enjoy your Tuesday. Your weather forecast is next.